Hi there. Welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with Russell Davis from The Fertile Mind. This week, we're looking at the subject of hope. And surely having hope's a good thing. Surely it's the thing that keeps us motivated and moving forward, particularly when times are hard. But what if I was to tell you that your hope may be holding you back from having that baby you want so much? It sounds crazy, right? Well, listen on and you may be surprised. Before we dive in, do hit subscribe if you haven't done so, so you keep updated on further episodes. And do rate the podcast. I know it's reaching the audience I'm trying to reach and love, and it does help share the love with a wider range of people. So, let's look at that subject of hope. And you may be surprised what we unpack. Hope. Surely having hope is a good thing. Surely hope helps you stay positive, particularly when times are tough. Surely hope keeps you away from feeling the fear and despair, doesn't it? Well, what is hope? Hope is thinking about the future. The word hope comes from circa 1200, and its original meaning is expectation of something desired. And I think generally there's two types of hope. Sometimes we feel hopeful about a situation, it just feels natural in that moment, we feel it and it moves on. And that's true for all feelings. Experiences we have nothing attached to. And we generally do that for what we label or judge as positive feelings. Hope, happiness, joy, excitement. We feel them. They're future thinking, it's all future thinking, but we feel it, then it moves on. We don't attach any meaning to it. We don't try and hold on to it. We don't go on a journey with it. We feel it, and it moves on. And that is the natural flow of any emotion, if we allow it. When it comes to negative emotions, what we judge as negative emotions, where it's fear, anger, sadness, we feel it. We think it means something. We feel it. We think we need to do something to let it go. We feel it. We resent it. We're actually feeding it. We're putting more energy into it. We've got thinking about our feelings. And we start stacking up more and more thinking and feelings that keep it with us. It means we stay in that state for longer. We're not allowing it, which means it doesn't just move on. If we could see all emotion as thought in the moment, a thought system like a weather system, and allow them to just move on, and fresh thinking is always coming in. It's all about hope. And I think sometimes hope is in the form, as in the way we experience what we judge as positive emotions. We feel it, and it moves on. But I think sometimes hope can be grounded in fear. That expectation of something desired is often actually expectation of something you think you need. I think when hope is fueled by fear, it's more like a longing, a praying. Praying for that thing we think we need to feel happy, fulfilled and secure. So we can experience it as hope, or we describe it as hope, but actually I think maybe it's contaminated by fear. And perhaps hope and fear can be two sides of the same coin. Just like you can't have anger without love. You can't be angry about someone you don't care about in some way. The opposite of love is not anger. It's indifference. And the opposite of fear is not hope or belief or trust. The opposite of fear is acceptance, allowance. See, hope is still future thinking, expectation of that outcome. When you have presence, when you're present in this moment, that's where you find everything you need. When you have acceptance, you don't need hope, because everything you need is within this moment. Everything you need psychologically, you need is in the here and now. And I can remember all too well hoping and wishing things were different on our fertility journey, longing for things to be different. I'd never forget a Christmas, another Christmas without children. And I was determined to think, right, this is our last Christmas we're going to have without children. Come hell or high water, whatever happens next year will not be the same. I don't know how I could even say that, because I can't control the situation. Even we tried to go down there, maybe the fostering or adoption really would take more than a year. I was longing for things to be different, until I found a sense of peace and acceptance. I was trapped in that longing, that wishing. That's fear of never being content and happy. And acceptance is a place of peace without giving up, and it does really exist. My wife and I didn't believe it did exist on our journey, but it really does. It means you can continue your journey with a greater sense of peace and well-being, without the fear, without the pressure, without the striving, with far more ease. You don't need hope when you're in here and now. You have an amazing array of resources within you. Our innate capacity for resilience, peace, creativity, well-being, clarity, direction. And you don't need to give up to get to that place. Acceptance doesn't mean giving up. Acceptance means you can continue without the desperation, without the fear. Acceptance is knowing you're okay in this moment. Doesn't mean you don't want things to be different. But it's about knowing where you are in this moment. As you listen to this, you are okay. As you listen to this, you have food in the fridge, you have people that love you, you're safe. You can be you in this moment. You are okay. Everything you seek is within you in this moment. And the more we come back to the here and now, we find everything we need to create more of the life we want. It's a place to come from. A sense of peace and completeness is within you. It's a place to create from. When was the last time you looked at a baby and thought they weren't complete? You thought they needed something. And that's how we come into the world. Complete. Connected to our sense of innate well-being. And sometimes we go through life and we pick our messages that point us to the contrary, that say we're not okay until or less we meet other people's expectations or behave in the right way. But that's an illusion. The truth is, you are okay, you are complete. The stories, the scripts we pick up along the way, they're not ours. It's our interpretation of other people's stuff, their fears, their insecurities. Underneath all those stories, those thoughts, your soul knows you're complete in this moment. You don't need to hope for having a baby. Because everything you think having a baby will give you is within you now. A sense of love, belonging, completeness, purpose. the more you be you in this moment and live from that space, those things just emanate from you, from within you. And you can continue this journey of having a baby with far more ease and well-being. You can hold it more lightly. Your life can flow, your body flows. And that's where the magic can happen. What stories are you telling yourself? And when you see they're just that, they're stories and narratives you've picked up along the way, you can continue your journey to creating the family you want with so much more peace and well-being. You don't need hope. You are hope, it's who you are. It's in your being. You are love. You are hope, that's who you are. Come back into this moment, breathe into that space of who you are in this moment.